Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I don't know. I told my producer I don't know what I want to talk about today. I've got so much. I got a pile here. A pile. He said, well, you have 1 minute to figure it out. I want to tell you about my deep concerns about the fake news. Now, I believe it has, well, really long ago, reached a dangerous point in our nation, worldly. So let's talk about the fake nuke news that came out yesterday. I have certain news organizations set up that I get immediate breaking news. And yesterday, I got immediately breaking news about, I did bury this stuff, let me find it, about how Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, wanted to increase our nuclear capabilities by tenfold. And this no more came in than in a minute. It couldn't have been much longer than that. Another breaking news came that was completely fake news. That it was not true. And it was serious enough. It was serious enough that General Mattis decided to chime in and give his opinion on the fake news. And so I'm searching through this because I know I had it here because I just got through talking about it on the other talk show that I was on here a few minutes ago. Here it is. So, this is my opinion, and that's all I've got is opinions, that the media, particularly the mainstream media, but I'm not so sure that the other are not as guilty from time to time, but they have put out enough news that is not true, or half true, or a fourth true, that I believe it is bordering on the danger side of national security. So I get this from the Daily Caller, which is a source that I usually trust, about President Donald Trump wanting to increase the nuclear arsenal by 10%, by tenfold, not 10%, by tenfold. And he immediately comes out and says, with all of the fake news coming out of NBC and the networks, at what point is it appropriate to challenge their license? It's bad for the country. Now, how many of you agree with that? Now, all my listeners in Nebraska, your illustrious Senator Ben Sasse is questioning the president from that statement as to whether he's recanting his constitutional oath regarding free speech. Senator Ben Sasse campaigned against or for, whatever I should, however you put it, repealing COOL. He wanted to repeal COOL, and he voted to repeal COOL, and he campaigned to repeal COOL, and COOL was repealed, the country of origin labeling. But he wasn't for repealing Obamacare. Do you get the picture there? So whose constitutional oath is really being recanted? Whose oath to the people of Nebraska is really being recanted here? Sasse, in my opinion, is a swamp creature. He campaigns mouths off against the president constantly. Nebraska, you need to repeal Ben Sasse. So Mattis had to come out and make a comment on this fake news. And it's, you know, it's really serious, I think. Do you see it that way? I think the American people need to wake up. We have this painting place going on around us. Perverts out of Hollywood, perverts out of D.C., perverts from state senators and representatives. And we just keep putting up with it. Liberals telling us there's more than two genders. Attacking, infiltrating the Boy Scouts now with girls. There is no common sense left. I'm just about convinced of it. Who are they helping? The Boy Scouts offer more than the Girl Scouts, and the Girl Scouts need to step it up a bit. Who are they kidding? But when you start talking about things that you claim the president said and he didn't, and you're supposed to be a news organization like NBC, this is bordering dangerous with national security. They're playing Russian roulette with you and me. Do you agree? How do you control the fake news? I don't think we can. It looks to me like we can't control them. Remember we talked about boycotts? Who are their sponsors? Who sponsors the fake news organizations? Now, I know they get lots of money from the rich liberals. Where's the rich money from the rich conservatives? Are there no rich conservatives out there? Build your own news companies. Do something. Let's get truth out here. You know, it's tough to sort through it all. But yesterday, when one comes in and says the president said this, and it isn't 2 minutes, and the second one comes in and says, no, it's fake news, you know they knew immediately when they put it out that it was a lie. They had to have known it. It's getting next to impossible for some little old person like me to sort through all the news. How do you figure out what's fake and what's not? If it doesn't make sense, I'm going to say it's fake. Or it's liberal. If it doesn't make any sense, it's got to be from the liberals, which I believe are socialists, which I believe truly want, to do away with the constitutional republic. And I will include Senator Sasse in that because of his behavior against the President of the United States. He is one of them, as I mentioned earlier this week, he is one of them that takes a knee against the President. Just like the NFL, we have several congressmen, all the Democrats just about. And those established rhino Republicans taking a knee against the President of the United States. Against we the people, against the Constitutional Republic, they take a knee. Because they don't like you, but they like your money. Oh, yeah, they like your money. Puerto Rico, having a little trouble. I want to talk about that a little bit when we come back. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And also, I've got a story about some radicals. I'm about to believe that these radicals are insane. Maybe I'm the radical. I don't know. I believe in common sense and constitutionality and the republic, and I believe in God. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. This just came in this morning. In fact, it was before I went on the air a little over an hour ago now, when I did Power Talks with Melody Cederstrom. But the Daily Caller flash this up as a breaking news. I don't know that I would call it breaking news. Usually breaking news, I think, is something that's huge, you know, really happening right now. But this is an FBI reviews. They're being called in, or they're having to be called in, to allegations that Puerto Rican officials have been withholding hurricane relief. It says the Federal Bureau of Investigation in Puerto Rico received multiple allegations from residents across the island who say local officials in the territory have withheld needed FEMA supplies. People call us and tell us some misappropriation of some goods and supplies are supposedly politicians, not necessarily mayors, but people that work for the mayors in certain towns. This is coming from the FBI Special Agent Carlos Osorio, and he is talking to the Daily Caller. Osorio explained, they're supposedly withholding these goods and these supplies, and instead of handing them out to people who really need them, these are the claims, that local officials are assigning them to their buddies first. People that have voted for them, or people that contributed to their campaigns, or whatnot. Corrupt, do you think? We're going to take care of our friends and people with money first. He added that, so what we're doing is looking into these allegations. That I can tell you is happening. And again, I cannot say that we have any ongoing investigation. We are cooperating with these allegations. They got to check into it, don't you think? This is about as low as you can possibly get. I saw the pictures of Puerto Rico. It's bad. It's bad. And these, you know, if you go back, you got to go back and read the Declaration of Independence. It is a mirror of what we are going through right now. I am serious. If you don't want to read it, go online on my website. And on my website, under the podcasts, do a search. And just find July 4th. It was this year and 2016. And I did a dramatic reading of it. But if you would like to have that, I do burn CDs and I sell them for $6. I make absolutely no money off of it. But it would be a great treasure, not because I did it, but it would be a good keepsake to have regarding the Declaration of Independence. If you homeschool, have them read along while they listen. Now, the whole show wasn't the Declaration of Independence. It's not that long. And if all you want is just that, I can cut that out and I can just send that to you. But I'm telling you, it talks about the king's representatives and the king's governors and what they were doing to the people. And I can't help but think about that when I think about what's happening in Puerto Rico, or possibly happening. They got to investigate to see if it's truth. But I'd say it probably is, since there's that many people complaining. Hey, he's taken care of before me. You know how it goes when you go to the restaurant and somebody that came in after you gets served before you do. Hey, well, how come he's getting taken care of and I'm not? I order the wrong stuff? What's going on? It's the same fight that it's always been. King government against we the people. It's a republic if you can keep it, and you can't seem to keep it. I listened to an interview yesterday morning with Condoleezza Rice and Dana Perino. Dana Perino upset me before the election because she said she didn't like anybody and she wasn't going to vote. It wasn't an established Republican. I don't know if she ended up voting or not, but that upset me. She gets paid lots of dollars to sit there and tell us how to think. And she wasn't going to vote. She's all on board with the Bushes because she worked for them. Do you see what's really happening in this nation? Do you see? Five prominent conservative activist leaders yesterday called for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky and the rest of his leadership to resign, citing the Senate's failure to pass much of President Trump's agenda. The conservative leaders, who are longtime critics of McConnell and the GOP establishment in Washington, slammed the Senate's failure to pass Obamacare repeal bill. 2017 has been a disappointing year for the millions of Americans who fully expected and had every right to expect real change in Washington. Republicans were given full control of the federal government. They, you, have done nothing. They wrote in a letter dated Wednesday to McConnell and his leadership team. Do we need another declaration of independence against the two-party system? We have the Democrat Party that admits that they're socialists, so they don't believe in a republic. No. They keep spewing out words on both sides of the aisle of democracy. But we're not a democracy. We weren't set up to be a democracy. We are a republic, a constitutional republic, which I'm afraid makes what's happening fall in our laps. Because we the people are the republic. And we the people have failed. We have continued like the battered wife to go back to these promise-breaking Republicans and expect something different? Yeah, we're going to repeal Obamacare. You give us a president, we'll repeal. Oh, wait a minute, that's the wrong president. We didn't want that one. We wanted you to give us somebody else of those other 16. It's our fault. Steve Bannon and Dr. Gorka have left the White House and declared war against the established Republican Party. Not the party itself, but the established Republican, the elected Republicans that are established, rhinos, whatever you want to call them. And they're gathering funds to support alternative Republicans that believe in the republic to drain the swamp. The president has a fight on his hands, and he needs you, and he needs me. Not just at the polls when we vote, but he needs us on board now. 202-224-3121 is the number to call the D.C. switchboard. 202-224-3121. Do you hold your officials? I don't care if you voted for them or not. Do you hold them accountable? In my opinion, it's time Missouri changed. We have a Democrat and a Republican that have been there forever. Presidents come and go, but Congress stays. Is it any wonder things haven't changed or that they've gotten worse? Who's in charge? Well, apparently it's Charles. Chuck. Chuck's in charge. And it's not going well. It's not going well at all. All right, we want to talk about radicals. Radicals. I've about decided that the liberals, the radicals on some of these people with agendas are absolutely insane. They have no love in their hearts for anyone but self. They are not tolerant. They are anything but tolerant. And I have a radical here that I want to talk about. A comment that she made after the Vegas shooting. And my goodness, isn't that a mess? And now she's lost her business, rightfully so. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup stored, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth, Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I was talking about the, I already buried it, about the leading Republicans that are conservative trying to get rid of Mitch McConnell. Well, they should have been doing that a long time ago. I knew, unfortunately, I knew last year when they reinstated Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell that this was going to happen. They are not conservative leaders, and they need to go. They need to get out of this position, but their states need to not reelect them. Wisconsin needs to understand Paul Ryan is not representing them. Paul Ryan is representing something else altogether. Kentucky needs to realize Mitch McConnell long ago quit representing them. He represents something else altogether. Both those states elected President Donald Trump, and these two men have been fighting him tooth and toenail. And then we have... Dianne Feinstein. She announces, I am running for election to the Senate in 2018. She ain't no spring chicken. The United States Senate's oldest serving member, Senator Dianne Feinstein, she's a Democrat from the state of California, you know, that wants to secede from the union, and is maintaining now that they are a sanctuary state. She announced on Monday that she is all in and is running for a fifth full term. I am running for re-election to the Senate. Lots more to do. Ending gun violence, combating climate change, access to health care. I'm all in, Feinstein's 84, announced on, she's 84, so what's that going to make her? 91 by the time she gets done, right? And I'm not opposed to her age. I'm opposed to her policies, her agenda. Regarding gun control, if you'll recall, a few years ago, Senator Feinstein announced that all military vets have a mental illness and should not have a gun. Yeah, that's what she said. But she's going to run again because there's lots to do. They've got to find out how to end gun violence, which means they want to repeal the Second Amendment, and combating climate change, you know, because that is utmost dangerous to us, and to access to health care. I'm all in, she says. I'm all in. Well, we just wished you'd retire already. We just wished you would. I think you deserve a break. Senator Feinstein, you've worked very hard. Go take a little vacation, please. Please take a vacation. Give us all a break. Well, you know, you win some and you lose some. And it's all a gamble in life and business and sports, isn't it? Fox jumped into a bidding war with ESPN to win the English language broadcast rights for the 2018 World Cup. But now, Team USA was knocked out in the early stages of the tournament. So $400 million price tag now looks a little bit disastrous of a decision. It says Fox topped ESPN in the bidding war of, this is a big bidding war, $200 million bringing its final cost to a whopping $400 million for the rights to the World Cup. The cost may have seemed to look like a good deal since the U.S. soccer team hadn't missed a World Cup since 1986, but the U.S. team is already out of the contention after its 2-1 loss at Trinidad on Wednesday, yesterday night, ending its record of 7 straight American World Cup appearances. Ouch. Ouch. Shocked American players, they slumped on the bench at Matt Besler sat on the field after the final whistle as Panama's game ended and then Costa Rica's. At the end, dejected U.S. players filed into their locker rooms with blank looks. With soccer still in the developing stages of popularity in the United States, this loss is a big deal, and it's a big blow to sports. It also comes at a bad time for American soccer, as many of today's male soccer stars are set to begin retiring. Suddenly, some of them will now be leaving. Sadly, it says, some of them will now be leaving the sport on a low note with the U.S. team on the outside looking in at the sport's biggest tournament. So, Fox won, but they lost. They won the bidding, but USA team lost, and will they have any English-speaking listening people really that interested in the World Cup? I don't know. Maybe they will. I don't know. But I'd say a lot of the Americans aren't going to be watching it necessarily, unless they're just huge, huge fans. I don't watch it, but I don't watch a lot of things. Unfortunately, I haven't been watching much football lately either. This is a radical. I need to get Mindy Patterson back on. And you have heard in the past about the radicals on the left, the animal rights activists, and what they will do to livestock, owners or anybody in the animal industry, whether it's zoology, the zoos or the magicians pulling a rabbit out of their hat, they will attack, attack, attack. The horse industry, the horse and carriage industry, the cattle industry, the pork industry, all of it, the egg industry. Well, this is a Pennsylvanian vegan, and she loses her food truck business because she celebrated, "Are you sitting down?" I can't believe the hate in these people's hearts. She celebrated the murder of meat eaters in Las Vegas. Now, she's saying she just didn't word that correctly. But she made the comment on Facebook. She posted celebrating the fate of the 59 meat eaters. How else can you word that? Who died in last week's mass shooting in Las Vegas. They were meat eaters, so they deserve to die. The Mother Nature vegan cuisine food truck. And I don't have a problem with her being a vegan. I don't have any problem with that. But she has a problem with me being a meat eater. Anyway, it says the Mother Nature vegan cuisine food truck is now out of business after the owner, Delinda Jensen, she's 60 years old, drew massive criticism. You'd think at 60 you'd know better. Drew massive criticism for posting on October the 1st a message on Facebook reading, "Yes, I am jaded. 59 meat eaters dead. How many animals will live because of this?" How could that be worded better? She said it was just a bad... She just phrased it wrong. Yeah, you did. Hate is rampant in this nation. Picking sides. Meat eaters. Vegans. Races. Genders. Now we're being told there's umpteenth genders, you know. There's not just two. Although I'm fairly certain the DNA never comes up with anything other than just the two. We're supposed to ignore that science. But we're supposed to believe all the paid scientists with climate change. You know, because, you know, we've got to have Senator Feinstein reelected so she can fight that. Because there's a big fight, you know. Yeah, there's a big fight, all right. It's between independence and sovereignty and king government dictating over the people. Getting rich. Kind of like the distributors in Puerto Rico, giving to their friends and the rich people and ignoring the rest of them. Kind of feel that way here, don't you? 877-895-5410. We are a republic if we can keep it. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are in the final segment of today's show. You know, I promised you before the election that I'd do everything I could from here to keep Hillary from getting elected. I didn't really think my job was done, and but I don't, still don't think it is. But we do have a bigger job, and that is to drain the swamp. It's a coin phrase from President Trump. If you believe in socialism, you're okay with what's going on. If you believe in globalism, corporatism, if you believe in big government reigning over you, then you're okay with what's going on. If you think the Constitution is a living, breathing document, they say that so they can change it, you know, then you're okay with what's going on. If you don't love this nation, then you're okay with them taking a knee on the football field. I'm not. I'm not okay with it. So if I can stay, and that's a big if these days, I promise I'll do everything I can to help you drain the swamp. I need help. Desperately. I have an article here. The Trump administration protects Americans' religious freedom. This is from actually last week. The Justice Department fulfilled, and I think I shared this with you, President Donald Trump's promise to provide clear guidance on the administration's commitment to restore robust protection of religious freedom across all federal agencies and executive departments Friday. This fix was sorely needed in the wake of actions by President Barack Obama's administration that harmed Americans' religious liberties. Now, we all remember, the Little Sisters of the Poor. We remember the fight with Hobby Lobby. We remember the cake decorators. We remember the fights in, from certain florists and wedding planners and wedding providers, facilities, where Christianity is being persecuted and silenced. So at the top of this article, and I think I shared this with you last week, but at the top of this article, I put, hey, Sass, he's not talking about that. Yesterday, we talked about 50. I mean, maybe it was on the other's talk show. I'm getting my talk shows mixed up here from hour to hour. There's 146 vacancies for the federal court's judges across this nation. Trump is doing about 10, trying to offer 10 nominees per month, just about. He's got 50 nominees. That's why they want to get rid of Mitch McConnell. They're sitting there waiting to be voted on, and only 7 of them have been approved so far. Draining the swamp is not just a promise that I'm making to you, but it's to our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. If we don't do something now, liberty is gone from them forever. They will be ruled over by king government, and it will be our fault if we do nothing. I don't want to look in the eyes of my great-grandchildren and say, I'm sorry, I didn't do anything to stop this. So we listen to the Peyton Place of this nation with the perverts and the filthy language and the liberals telling us this and telling us that. And Hollywood, you know, I've long ago not taken any advice from anybody in Hollywood. Do you remember when they used to have the little minutes after school and they were telling the children what to do and how to do, and it was all scripted, but Hollywood says, do as I say, but not as I do. I get to do whatever I please because I'm rich and I'm famous and I'm beautiful. So we have this sex scandal coming out of Hollywood with Harvey Weinstein. Filthy, dirty individual. And Hollywood's just as filthy and dirty for hiding it. Don't buy their stories. Well, I know him for years and I didn't know anything was going on. Well, that's not true. That's not true. Do you believe, and we're just about out of time, but this article is also from the Daily Caller, and it says President Donald Trump and Attorney General Jeff Sessions will be derelict in their duties if they do not launch a full investigation into Harvey Weinstein's sexual assault scandal. Well, there are many that are afraid he's going to follow Polanski, who did this too. And there was Woody Allen, you remember him. But Polanski, he left the country. And they're afraid that Weinstein's going to do the same thing. Should it be stepped in by the federal attorney general, by the secretary of... attorney general... Should he step into this now? Should they stop this guy from leaving the country? Or has he already left the country? Hollywood is full of these. They're full of them. Abusive. Using people. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And if that happens, will it shut them up? They claim it will. I don't think it'll shut them up. Well, I mentioned, are there any rich conservatives? Well, here's one. A conservative mega donor, Foster Freeze, I think that's how you pronounce his name, exploring Wyoming Senate challenge against the GOP establishment incumbent. Yay, go, go, get her done. Foster Freeze is weighing in on the 2018 primary challenge against Republican establishment Senator John Barrasso. I say do it. I say do it. What can CSC Talk Radio do to help all of these? Sometimes I think I'm too small. I can't even begin to tell you what it meant to me. One of you faxed me the morning after President Donald Trump won the election and said, you did it. You kept Hillary out. Never in my wildest dreams did I think I did that much. It was you. It was you. All I was a voice encouraging you. Tomorrow will be Free for All Friday, and your calls will be welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. But what I want to do, and I want you to help me, is bring America home. Bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.